Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Thursday, April 19th, 2007. I am returning today after a very long absence to the classical mechanics by Henri Poincaré, included in, The Value of Science. And I'm returning to this after a long break, and so I think probably what's going to be happening is it's going to be a... more of an explanation of how my mind works when I return to something that I'm not familiar with than an actual exploration.
When he went past, when he made it to the voice, if only for a while, and then stepped back.
Throwing out one first principle and then passing out an alternative.
It doesn't fit. Okay,
first principle.
We'll count the exercise yesterday.
What I'm saying
we'll count this.
Is that in the early part of his review, he sets forth the first principle in the form stated that seems to suggest that the only way an outsider to the art world can have artistic intentions is by being a formalist, by having the intention of exerting formal control over his material. Now, to take that implication a little further, whether this is actually Schwab's point or not,
that provoked in me my frequent feelings of disgust for the grubby everydayness of life. It's the people around me who lead this kind of physical disgust in my spirit.
I know that the magnitude of the weight varies from one point to another, and that it is greater, for instance, at the pole than at the equator. No doubt the difference is very small, and we neglect it in practice, but a definition must have mathematical rigor. This rigor does not exist. Okay, whatever he's talking about, he's saying does not have mathematical rigor, something to do with the variation
of the magnitude. Now, the first of these phrases, one about artistic intention making a work of art, seems to equate the professional ambition, the ambition for professional advancement in the art world, with artistic intention. And I admit here that I am reading the phrase artistic autonomy.
I always look as
somewhat
askance.
Used to look somewhat askance at
these courses as the sort of middle-brow social climbing courses that an ambitious trade school graduate would take as he rose up the management ladder and needed to be able to catch the reference to Nietzsche or Darwin or existentialism that his college-educated colleagues might be tossing out as a sort of class.
All of those words make sense. What the sentence means as a whole, I have no idea.
What is applied to the body C is the action of the body P on the body C.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's. That's just an amazing sentence there. What is applied to the body C is the action of the body P on the body C. So we're talking about some
things which I discussed earlier, the one about. Artistic intention being the requisite for art, and the other one with formal control being the defining aspect of artistic intention. I think they indicate the tenor and drift of the conversation.
Be conscious of external things, and everything then becomes for me an act of brain and mind, alone and lost in an abandoned railway station where the last third-class train left hours ago.
By having the intention of exerting formal control,
the force R and the weight P are equal because they are in equilibrium. Okay, I guess we've defined something as being as in equilibrium. I can't remember from several months ago when I was last working on this. From these three equalities, we deduce the equality of the weight P and the force F. Okay, this sounds like it makes sense. Boy, I am really lost. Thus, we are compelled to bring into our definition